small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Pilar Alessandra.
And this is your Monday bonus episode. And today we are talking about funeral songs. The song that you might want people to play at your funeral when they celebrate your life. Make it fun. Make it light. Don't make it dark. That's what we're doing. Do you have a funeral song that I should know of?
I didn't know I was going to be participating in this, even though I remember when we talked about it. Mm-hmm, and so I'm still stuck on my sort of sad song.
Okay.
Maybe you'll think about my happy song.
Maybe you'll think of one before the end of the show.
It's supposed to be like an inspiring song.
Could be.
Do you want to know what it is?
Oh, you have one.
Yeah, but it's not like woohoo.
All right. Do you think I'll have it so that I can play some of it?
Yes.
Okay. Let me pull up my search window.
I hope everybody else's is like cheery.
Who's the artist?
Chrissy Hynde.
Oh, is it I'll Stand By You?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not Chrissy Hynde, it's Pretenders.
Wait, what's the difference?
Well, the Pretenders is the band and Chrissy Hynde is the singer.
Yeah,
it's not a Chrissy Hynde solo album.
Oh, you're such a nerd. Okay.
It's not a nerd. It's true.
Whatever. She sings it.
Yeah,
it's
she sings
pretty.
It. She wrote it.
You don't even have to play it because everybody knows it. Because let's play everybody else's because it's like they're way better. But the reason do you remember when the kids would always sing it at their graduation? It would make me cry.
I do.
And when I was thinking about funeral songs, this was before you decided to go light with them, I was like, what would I want to say to everybody? And I would want to tell everyone, I'm still there and I'm standing by you and I support you.
You don't know what to do. Nothing you confess could make me love you. I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you. Won't let nobody hurt you. I'll stand by you.
That's a nice pick. That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cry this time.
Don't you look so sad?
Do you remember when the kids would do it? They'd be like, oh, don't you look so sad? Like they were just so cute.
Yeah.
And I would just lose it. I would lose it.
I think I've mentioned that many times on the show, how you would cry when any time kids
Yeah,
sing.
We talked about it last time, but this particular song that they would have them sing at graduation, mm-hmm. It was cruel. They did this just to make the parents cry.
Oh, well. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you left, you probably made a donation to the school.
I'm a sucker for all that stuff.
Yeah.
As long as I don't have to volunteer. You know me, I never volunteered.
Bottom line, you're a sucker.
But never enough to volunteer. People do not volunteer at school. You will get sucked into the void.
Don't volunteer at school.
Let you out.
Be a bad person like Pilar.
Look.
You would just bake a bread or something.
Yeah, I would... Look,
take cupcakes.
If 25 bucks would get me out of it, I would do it. I'd be like, could I write you a check? Could I donate? You know, yeah. We didn't even have any money. I'd be like, anything.
It's a very generous way to go through life.
Not to.
Very generous way to go through
volunteer at school.
Life. Very nice. Very nice of you.
Special hell.
So what did you do this morning before we started this episode, which we haven't quite started yet?
I was, every day in September, I coach for the MIA Market, and the MIA Market is an international film market.
That's, how do you spell that? MIA?
MIA. It's located in Rome.
What's it stand for?
I think it's just, I don't know. I think it's just MIA, because it's Italian. It's like MIA.
It doesn't stand for like something Italian association.
No, I didn't know that I'd be tested. No.
Well, you're.
No, I don't think it does. I think it's just MIA. Okay,
so
MIA
every
market.
Day in the month of September. Which means your birthday and our anniversary.
Yeah,
you have to. You're up early
every morning. I coach producers and writers who are going to pitch at this international film market, mm-hmm. and they have to come up with a mood trailer. Mm-hmm. Okay, they have to do a 3-minute verbal pitch.
Okay, you're talking stuff that people don't understand. What's a mood trailer?
Well, imagine a trailer, right? But instead, this is something that just conveys the mood of it. So it could be mm-hmm. ripped clips from movies and TV shows and music that when you put it together, it's this emotional narrative.
Right. See, now you're talking. Now you're explaining it. You just throw out mood trailer. People are like, what's going on here?
So I have to look at that material. Then I have to hear their verbal pitch, which is about 3 minutes, mm-hmm. while they show a pitch deck. And a pitch deck is like a PowerPoint with visuals of what their project is going to be. And they do this all on a giant movie theater stage mm-hmm. in the middle of Rome. Last year I was there because it was their 10th year anniversary and I brought Rita.
So you're coaching them through it. So when they get in front of everybody with this giant screen, it's going to be the best it can possibly be, hopefully.
Right. 5 minutes. And a lot of these producers, you know, they're accomplished mm-hmm. producers and writers. You know, they have things all over international Netflix or Prime Video. One thing I get a kick out of is how many countries I will work with in a day. So just this morning.
Okay, here we go.
Because there's, let's see, 30 writers and producers altogether, 30 teams altogether that I work with. And I have to do 2 meetings in September for each of them. So just this morning, I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget. It was Spain, mm-hmm. Ireland, mm-hmm. the Czech Republic, and Ukraine.
And then me, USA.
Yeah. So, but I mean, just those four countries were this morning.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And everyone has to speak English because they have to communicate with you.
They do, but they actually have to speak English because they have to pitch in English.
It's almost not fair, right?
It is totally not fair. I mean, if anything all this traveling has taught me is everybody speaks English. We speak nothing. I still speak nothing. And it's just, you know, but it's become the language that everybody communicates in. So at an international film festival like this, it's the one thing that supposedly everybody can do, but they can only do it to various degrees of expertise.
But you have taught places to where no one in the audience spoke English or not fluently, and you've had a translator.
Yes, that's sort of a different thing. I've taught like in, you know, Vietnam or Beijing or Poland. Yes.
Now,
but in this case, they have to speak English to the crowd. Yeah.
And it's September 21st, so you're almost through the month. Your dreaded September month.
Yeah, and then next Saturday will be my first day off.
And then what are you going to do? You got plans?
Yeah, we're having brunch for friends and showing them your rock room.
Oh, boy.
That's what we do now for fun.
Thankfully, I thought this part of the conversation, since we're doing funeral songs, I was hoping that this part of the conversation would not kill the episode, and it didn't. So, very good. Okay, first up with their first funeral song, and we've got about 15 songs today.
Okay.
This is a gentleman who always used to participate, and then he hasn't participated in a while, and so I was like, you need to participate again. So here he is. He's participating again. Let me push play. And then we'll hear him.
Hey, y'all. Tony Greathouse in East Alabama.
Tony.
Been a long time. I'm sorry. Been missing. I've been listening, though. Hey, Pat. Hey, Pilar. I hope you're in there.
Yeah.
So I got the memo. Funeral songs, but make it fun. I listen to way too much folk, country, and Americana to know a fun funeral song. But I think I found a workaround with some sad-ass lyrics, but a fun driving sound. It would be funny to hear this as they carry me out the door. I know about 20, 25 people who would love it. You guys are in North Carolina now, and y'all need to know about Raleigh's American Aquarium anyway. He's a big Springsteen fan. You would like him, Pat, even though he leans country sometimes. 2012, he came to Muscle Shoals Fame Studios, and Jason Isbell produced Burn, Flicker, Die. both these guys were in the middle of addiction and kicked it together, I think, or about the same time. Anyway, I'm going to do an experiment. I'm going to read the lyrics as an old Southern preacher. It's in my blood. And then we're going to play it at 3:44 and see if that makes it fun. Here we go. We're no different than neon lights. You turn us on, we stay up all night. We do what we can, we put up a fight. We burn too long, we flicker and die. We burn too long, we flicker, we die. Thanks, Pat, and y'all, be sweet.
There we go. American Aquarium with the song Burn, Flicker, Die. Yes. Thank you, Tony. Thank you for participating. Please come back and talk to us again.
And talk to us like that all the time.
Y'all be sweet.
No, that inspiration.
I know, that inspiration. That was good at the end.
I wonder if Tony does any acting.
I don't know.
He should do Shakespeare.
Tony should do Shakespeare.
Tony Greathouse should play King Lear. Yes.
Okay, Tony. Tell you what, let's set that as your goal for 2026.
Hey, why not?
Why not? Our daughter's going to be in a Shakespeare play.
Yeah.
She never did it before.
Never did it before. She's playing Hermia in Midsummer Night's Dream, which is always called Short in the play. Like the script is, they're always calling her Short.
All right. Then she's, no wonder she got the part.
She's short and very feisty. It's a short, it's a short feisty role, which for a short feisty Rita, and she's actually loving it.
All right. Well, that's good. As long as they're doing something they like. I like when the kids are happy.
Yeah.
Makes our life easier.
You've got to watch Shakespeare.
Who said I'm going to that play?
You're going.
She said she had to kiss a boy, and so she didn't want me to go.
Yeah, well, you can both get over it.
Just tell me how it was.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You're coming.
I want to stay home and watch Popeye cartoons.
No.
All right, here's Jerry Riggs. Is he bringing the fun for this one? I hope so. Let's find out.
Hello, Pat, Rock Solid Nation, and any guest that might appear on this episode. It comes with sad news that Jerry Riggs from Columbus, Ohio, passed away at the age of 95. He passed away peacefully in his...
Okay, now I got to be honest with you. When I was listening to these, this was like the first one I clicked on. And when he said that, I thought it was true. Even though he's saying it about himself, no one else did an intro like this.
Oh,
so I
he's
thought,
doing his own.
Yeah, but when I heard it, I was like, wait, what? Like, it got me. I was like, wait, Jerry, what? So I don't know why, but that got me. For a second, I was like, did Jerry pass away?
But I love that he's decided he's going to live till 95.
I do like how he
did
this.
That's awesome.
I do, and I'm going to back it up just a little bit. Yeah, I do like that he's living to 95. Here we go.
95. He passed away peacefully in his wheelchair at a concert with his good friend, Dwayne Hoffman. A celebration of life will be held at St. Alfonso, where they'll be serving a pancake breakfast. In his memory, please raise a glass of bourbon and enjoy this song by Oingo Boingo, Dead Man's Party. Peace be with you all, and keep rocking.
That was good.
That was good. An invitation to a ride. Going to a party where no one's still alive. I was struck by lightning, walking down the street. I was hit by something last night in my sleep. It's a dead man's party. Who could ask for more?
It's a great song.
It's great. That should be at the beginning of everybody's funeral. That's
right.
Awesome.
It's a dead man's party.
Yeah,
it should be.
We should like come in boogieing to this.
I agree.
That is great. You know my dad sent me an AI obituary, right?
Fantastic.
Yeah. So he sends me, he likes to play around with AI because he's,
stop it.
He has to stop it. He's an old man with AI. Nothing good can come from that. So he sends me this AI obituary, I think just to get my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, I think I'm supposed to respond with, oh, dad, no, no, right? But instead,
when you got it, did you think, oh, great?
I know. It was like, ooh.
Oh, ooh, what? Is this real? Oh, it's
promises,
not.
Promises.
I know.
But what I noticed in it is AI had picked a death date for him.
Oh, when is it?
It's like next year sometime. It's all like right. In October of next year.
What if it's that exact date?
Then AI is trying to kill him.
Which, I hope it's not on one of the kids' birthdays.
Yeah, that would suck because that would really pull focus.
Yeah.
But anyway, so like it picked a death date. Oh, and in the obituary, we weren't mentioned at all.
Mm-mm, of course not. Why would we be?
There were no relatives. It was just a list of his accomplishments.
Okay. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. Right.
Fantastic.
But now I have an obituary, which, hey, thanks.
Well, you know what? The good thing is you and I will live forever because of these podcasts. People can our kids can listen to our voices anytime they want.
They will not.
I love you, Ezra. I love you, Rita.
They're not listening.
They might. They might go through and find episode 848 or whatever. And just drop it in 16 minutes in.
No.
I know. All right. Here comes Mr. Alex Peak. Let's find out what he's got for us.
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. Alex Peak here. On the macabre topic of picking your own funeral song, I've decided to go with the song Anchors Away by the band The Bouncing Souls. I looked at this with the view of, if I was to die tomorrow, this is what I would want to choose. The opening lyrics are, "Anchors away, my friends, I'll see you another day. I'm going away, experiences have to come, and the past has got to go." With these lyrics expressing the words I'd like to leave with my friends and family as they begin to mourn my passing. So Pat, go ahead and take it from the top, and here's Anchors Away by The Bouncing Souls.
Anchors Away by The Bouncing Souls. I've never heard that song before.
That's pretty cool.
And by the way, you were telling us how your day went so far. Your day is far from over. You're making time to do this right now.
Yeah, I've got a 3 o'clock, a 5 o'clock, and a 7 o'clock consultation after this. The 3 o'clock is with your old chiropractor.
Oh, really?
Dr. Mike. Yeah.
Dr. Mike. I have a new chiropractor now.
Yeah.
Dr. Tim Singler. He's 25.
I bet you he's a screenwriter, too.
He's not. I guarantee you he's not. But yeah, he's 25 years old there. Should I be letting a 25-year-old crack my back? I wouldn't let Ezra crack my back. And yeah. They're going to be 25.
Yeah. Isn't that weird when we think about it? The people that we trust that are like our kids' age.
I know.
Wow.
Don't trust old people. That's what I tell people. Earlier we heard from Jerry Riggs and he mentioned his friend Dwayne Hoffman. So here's Dwayne Hoffman. And Dwayne Hoffman picked a very, I don't know if he really explains why he picked this song. Maybe he just wants his funeral to be an out and out crazy party.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Hey, Rock Solid. Dwayne Hoffman here. Listen, my funeral song has everything you need. You could shred some air guitar. You can unleash some powerful air drums. There's many quotable lines throughout the song and you can play it loud. This song is by my favorite band, the Mighty Van Halen, and it has a shout-out to my lovely wife. The track is Hot for Teacher.
I don't know what the shout-out is.
Crank it up.
Unless his wife's a teacher.
She's a teacher.
She's a hot teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, send pictures, Dwayne.
What do you think the teacher's gonna look like this year?
I hope she looks like Miss Vinksler, my hottest teacher. got to say it. All right. There you go.
You could never, ever play that song now.
They play it now.
Do they?
I could never, ever play drums like that. Jesus.
So who's so Miss, good. Who's Miss Sphincter again?
Not Sphincter.
Miss Sphincter.
Sphinxler.
Oh, Sphinxler.
Sphinxler.
Oh, oops.
There was her, and then in high school, it was Miss Gonzalez.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then there were a couple of kindergarten teachers that the kids had that you were like, let's go have a parent-teacher conference.
I just felt like those teachers were really good teachers. There was something about those teachers.
They were working so hard.
They were working very hard. Who was the one teacher? The kindergarten, was it kindergarten or first grade?
I think it was it, because when you said Ms. Gonzalez, that actually sounded like who she was.
No, Ms. Gonzalez was in high school, but I forget what that teacher's name was. But the kids will like this conversation. I'm sure they'll tell us.
I would always show up for these parent-teacher conferences, and it would just be like one beautiful woman after another. And I'd be like, what, really? When did teachers get so pretty and young?
I remember, I forget what year it was, the kids were in school, and there was a brand new teacher, and she was like super, I don't even want to say, just super hot. And David Snow and I, we saw her, and David Snow turned to me, and he says, I bet she's a really good teacher. And I was like, for sure she is. I don't think she was a good teacher, but that's okay. She's trying. She tried. It's hard to be that pretty. You know what it's like to be a pretty teacher.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah. That song could be for you. Hot for Teacher could be for you.
Well, that was a delay.
It was quite a delay. I was thinking too much about Dwayne Hoffman's wife. All right. Contrary to popular belief, I do have friends that are in my age range.
This is true.
But if you follow my social media, it looks like I only like people that are 20 or 30 years younger than me. That's who I hang out with. But there's a gentleman at my work who's my new bestie, Michael Johnson. We play tennis once a week. And whenever we see each other in the store, I mean, I feel this way. I hope Michael does. it's fun. You know, there's those people that we see. And I'm like, oh, Michael's here today. Right. So Michael Johnson's been listening to the episodes.
Oh, hi, Michael.
And he's participating. Because I said, just send me a thing. And he's like, do I have to be a Patreon supporter? I go, just send me one.
And then, yes, you do have to be one.
I mean, it's weird to ask your coworker. Look, I know what we make hourly, so. Anyway. So he sent one.
Okay.
And here it is. And I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
This guy never did it before. He's got the pipes and the acoustics are good. The whole thing's great.
Are you going to have him co-host a show now?
He is going to co-host with me. We are going to do songs that he deems are the worst songs.
Oh.
And by the way, I went through his list and there's going to be some arguing.
Yeah, there's going to be some that are your favorite songs.
Some of the songs. Like, I'm like, oh, that's not a bad song at all. But anyway, we're going to record that later this month. And you guys will hear it.
I think I might be on Team Michael, maybe. We'll find out. Don't you think?
All right, here we go. Michael Johnson. You haven't even met him yet. Have you even met him?
I have not met him yet, but he's famous already in our
house. He's famous in our house.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey there, Pat. This is Michael from right here in North Carolina. Thank you for inviting us all into this morbid moment of choosing our best funeral song. My choice for my funeral song, the singer-songwriter who wrote this song completed the original recording after he was diagnosed with inoperable lung cancer. It was released just 2 weeks before his own death on September 7th, 2003. There aren't a lot of musical gymnastics here, just extraordinarily profound, poignant lyrics and an uplifting message. If you could, in fact, play Eddie Vedder's version of Keep Me in Your Heart by Warren Zevon. My beautiful bride and I love Eddie's voice, and this song is raised even higher by Eddie's interpretation. Thanks again, Pat.
Good evening, Dave. Let me thank you, because if it weren't for you, I probably wouldn't have known who Warren Zevon was. So it makes it a real honor to get to sing one of his songs for you.
and I'm running out of breath. Keep me in your heart for a while. If I leave you, it doesn't mean I love you any less. Keep me in your heart for a while. When you get up in the morning and you see that crazy sun, keep me in your heart for a while. There's a train leaving nightly called when all is said and done. Keep me in your heart for a while.
I can't play much more in my cry.
Yeah, that is a really cool song.
It's a really great song.
Wow.
And that is from the, that audio is taken from when David Letterman was honored for a Mark Twain Award or some type of thing.
Wow.
So yeah, I pulled that off of YouTube for this. Cool. So Michael nailed the intro.
Yeah, yeah.
Gave us information, mm-hmm. sounded good.
Yep.
And perfect.
In the club.
In the club. All right. It's now going to cost you $2 a month, Michael. You can either give that to me in cash when I see you, or you go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. You can win prizes, too. And then if you win a prize, I just bring it to work. I don't even have to mail it.
This is true.
You can have it like the next day. All right. Next up, Travis Kennedy. He's a new dad. So, Travis, you can't die anytime soon.
No.
Not allowed to.
Uh-uh.
He's been hitting the gym, too.
Okay.
See, because when you have a kid, then you're like, I got to stay as healthy as possible.
Yeah.
I got to hit the gym. Or maybe his wife's like, hey, Chunky.
You bleached your hair.
I did bleach my hair. The things I do, though, like some people go, midlife crisis. No, I just wanted to bleach my hair.
No, you had a good reason. It was when everybody was like bleaching their hair in the 90s. Or I'm sorry. Ezra was 2000, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was the late 90s. Everybody was doing it. And you were like, I'm going to do it now. This is when I was pregnant.
Okay.
So that it grows out.
Before Ezra arrives.
Before Ezra arrives so that Ezra doesn't have a moment of not recognizing me.
Right.
Yes. So you tried it then.
Yeah.
And thank God it was a one-off thing.
Yeah.
It was
And Mike Siegel did it too. And Mike Siegel had like jet black hair at the time. And Mike Siegel did it. And then like 2 weeks after he did it, he had an audition and he had to dye it back to black. Which is ridiculous. Like, why he was auditioning a lot, why would he do it? You know what I mean?
What was he thinking? There's probably a good reason this trend did not come back because not a good one. No.
Not a good one on everybody.
No.
But I don't think,
on anybody. On you don't anybody.
Know. No. You don't want to be a blonde?
Oh God. I've been a blonde in a role before. I'm not a good blonde. No. Like, I can't pull it off.
All right. No. I don't like blondes anyway.
Well, that's what you say.
Except Mrs. Gonzalez. Or Ms. Gonzalez. No, Mrs. She was married. Damn it. Missed my shot. All right. So, this is Travis Kennedy, and let's see what he has to say.
Greetings and salutations, pod people, and a hearty hello to you, P&P.
Aw.
Y'all gave the task of picking a song that would honor oneself at their funeral. And while the clear choice for me would obviously be Yakety Sax, I decided to go another route. My song choice comes from My Chemical Romance's third album called The Black Parade. Released in 2006, it's a concept album about a man dying of cancer. Heavy, I know. And the songs range from boisterous to obviously downright depressing, but I'm picking one of the most upbeat and rocking songs about death I've ever heard. That is called, well, Death. I yelled that part because it's spelled with an exclamation mark at the end. It's a celebration, and that's what I want my funeral to be, so let's get weird with it. Take it from the beginning of the second chorus so we can also hear that the bridge and some of that great guitar solo before you have to fade me out into oblivion. Thank you and good night.
Complication in your heart so loud. 'Cause now
drums in that. All right. Thank you, Travis. I should be saying rock and peace to everyone. Rock and peace, Travis.
That's true. That is
true. Pretend like they're gone. I missed the boat on that.
Do people know how this came up? Do you remember how it came up?
I don't remember how it came up.
You were playing a song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you told me, oh, that's my funeral song.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what? Because it was like this really, well, you'll probably play
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it'll be the playout song.
Oh, really? That's how you're going to go?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But that was what started the whole thing is like you've actually scored your funeral.
Well, just one song. But it's the playout song because that's when you play out your life.
That's
you just play it out. All right. Next up is, by the way, do you want to mention, because I have quite a few now, I think. I think I have a lot of audio clips for the episode you want to do.
Are you sure?
Am I sure about what?
Have you been keeping them?
Because I got them.
Okay. All right. Well, I would love... To put it out there.
Do you want
to
get your thoughts together, or can you say it succinctly right now? You think
I can't say anything succinctly. I can't even say succinctly.
Actually said it, and I'm surprised.
Yeah. So, bottom line, on my podcast, On the Page, which is a screenwriting podcast, I have asked you guys to think of your favorite dialogue-driven moment on screen, whether it's TV or feature. And it could be one line, it could be a monologue, and tell me why it's your favorite, and then give me the clip. Because when you all do this, I'm so jealous. Like, I want this kind of mm-hmm. stuff on my podcast too. And we did this once with songs, mm-hmm. and now I'd like to do it with dialogue, because what I started realizing is you guys love music, but you also love film and TV, so... I would love to steal you and get a clip. And if you're interested in that, send it over to Pat, and then we're going to put it all together for an episode.
RockSolidPodcast@gmail.com. And you mean their intro and then the actual audio clip. So if their audio clip is you can't handle the truth, we want that real clip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's you can pull it from YouTube, and there's ways to change that to an MP3. Just Google it, YouTube to MP3. It's a piece of cake. That's how I did the Eddie Vedder thing just this morning. Took 30 seconds.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
This next gentleman actually did send one to you, so we'll be hearing his voice on your podcast mm-hmm. too, but right now we're going to hear it on my podcast, which is called The Rock Solid Podcast, recording live and in the studio in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, at the new Rock Room East. Here we go.
Hello to Pat and whomever else might be sitting in.
Pilar.
This is Rodney Pepper from Aurora, Colorado, and I am the cliche, a long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm not sure what it says about me that Funeral Songs is the first Patreon episode I am submitting a song for, but here we are. At 53, it doesn't feel like my funeral is right around the corner, but I would be lying if the thought of death hasn't started to creep in around the edges of my mind. While I'm sure I'll curate a great list of songs to be played at any celebration of life held for me, there's only one song where the first time I heard it, which would have been sometime in the mid-80s, I said to myself, that needs to play at my funeral. I doubt I will be the only one to bring this song to the table this episode, but my choice is Dust in the Wind by Kansas. Enjoy.
You like this one.
My eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. All my dreams pass before my eyes, a curiosity. Dust in the wind, all they are is dust in the wind. Say.
It is. Yeah. Steve Walsh's voice is just beautiful in that. And Rock and Peace, Rodney.
I didn't appreciate it for years because it used to be played at like high school dances and everybody would just slow dance and make out and it was very stressful because
Well, that's okay. I like that aspect of it.
Yeah, yeah. But like if you weren't slow dancing, if you weren't making like, and if you didn't want to make out or if you like, you know, you know what I mean? Like I just think of it as like sweaty awkwardness. But now that I'm an adult and I'm listening, it's like, oh no, it's beautiful. It's just total beautiful.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Perfect one. All right, coming up next, this is a gentleman who has actually stayed the night at our new house and has recorded with me. This is Steve-O Dockerson.
Hi, Pat. Rock Solid crew. This is Steve-O Dockerson here recording from Middletown, Pennsylvania, just near Three Mile Island. So, funeral, huh? Just want to picture all your Patreons dead, eh? Yeah, was it? Well, you told me to make this fun, which is a weird thing to think about while contemplating mortality, but sure, why not? Now, this is not the song I want sung at my funeral, but it's the kind of song I want sung at mine. This is the Ballad of Country Dick Montana by Mojo Nixon. Country Dick Montana was the drummer and one of the singers for a band called The Beat Farmers, also the Pleasure Barons, and to a certain group of people, he was not so much a man as a legend. Now, Country Dick died on stage mid-song.
Wow.
And what a way to go. Wow. So to honor him, his friend Mojo Nixon wrote this song for him. And I hope someday when I'm struck by lightning or eaten by a bear or something, one of my musician friends will write a song about me. Thanks for letting me be part of the show. I love you all. Sorry about the AC noise. See you on the other side of the episode.
The Ballad of Country Dick.
Country Dick was our king. Truth he did sing. He died mid-song on stage. Killed by record company cheaters. Beat your wife beaters. Would not be the slave. Our friend on the sand. Cause Country Dick is dead. His voice raised on.
All right, so the artist here is Mojo Nixon, and Mojo Nixon famously wrote a song about Martha Quinn called Stuffin' Martha's Muffin.
Oh,
and some of those lyrics are, I said, Martha Quinn, I want to be doing some sin with you, Martha Quinn. I want to be getting in, Martha Quinn. I said, I want to be stuffing Martha's muffin.
Oh my God.
So there's that song. And I don't know. I just said the lyrics. I should have done it preacher style.
No, that was quite enough.
That was quite enough?
Yeah. All right.
Well,
yeah.
That's Mojo Nixon.
So should we write a song when Steve-O is eaten by a bear? Because if anybody's going to be eaten by a bear, it's going to be Steve-O. And it could just be like, Steve-O's dead. Steve-O's dead.
Why are you country all of a sudden?
He used to sleep in our bed, but now Steve-O's dead.
All right.
No.
I mean, the bones are there. We just need to flesh it out. Ballad of Country Dick. I live in North Carolina now, so I used to have a city dick. I guess now I have a country dick.
Oh, no comment on that.
All right. Hold on now. Now look. What? So far, only men have been dying. And that's not fair.
No.
So let's hear about one of the ladies who's going to die.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hey, everyone. This is Katie Ninas from southeastern Wisconsin. Well, I'm actually currently in Langley, British Columbia, in a hotel room on a work trip. But anyway, my selection for my funeral song is Wake Up by Hanson, which was featured in the soundtrack for Princess Diaries. I imagine all of my friends and family singing this song to me in my coffin in the front of the room. Listen to the lyrics and enjoy my twisted sense of humor. Pat, please start around 22 seconds and play through the chorus.
All right.
Thanks.
You got it.
It doesn't matter, you got everything you see. It doesn't matter, you got anything.
All right, rocking piece, Katie Ninas. Her dying wish was to start the song at 22 seconds and play through the chorus.
So everybody's standing over her coffin.
Yeah, and they're singing this song.
And they're all
up.
Going, wake up.
Yeah,
wake
but,
up.
But she's not going to do it.
Okay.
It's a futile attempt.
All right.
Katie, let me put this out here, there to you, because you play a lot of Hanson songs. I think we should do a Hanson episode via Zoom.
Ooh.
Plus, you always bring the heat, and your voice is like calming. It has a soothing quality to it.
Yes.
So email me, rocksolidpodcast@gmail.com, and you have got to pick a dozen Hanson songs. You're going to turn people into Hanson fans. People that think, oh, that's a children's band or that's just for ladies. You're going to make us see that it's not. That's what you're... what do I want to say? Homework is?
It's her mission.
So, your mission. So if you want to do it, after you hear this, send me an email. And if I don't get an email, I'll figure she doesn't want to do it.
Is Hanson those boys with the long hair?
I mean, I don't think they have long hair now.
But like way back?
I guess they had long hair then,
those two boys with the long hair?
Three boys, they're brothers.
Yeah.
The last name's Hanson.
Okay.
All right. You're going to need to listen to that episode because you don't know anything about them.
I don't.
That's how you categorize it. That could be any rock band.
Those boys with long hair.
The boys with long hair. But they could be anything.
But they had lovely straight hair. It was, and they all looked alike, and they were adorable.
Hold on, I'm trying to turn your mic down. I can't find the switch. All right, here comes another one. You ready?
Yeah.
We're moving right along today.
Okay.
Hi, Pat, and the rest of Rock Solid crew. Richard Birch here from London, UK. And the topic, a song for your funeral, but keep it happy, is an interesting one. And there's a few that spring to mind for me. I hear you knocking, knock on wood. The one I was going to go for was Burn Baby Burn by the Tramps, which I always find quite amusing. But
Highway to Hell.
There's a song played at my cousin's funeral. He died when he was in his early 20s. Quite sad, really, but it was his own fault. It's many years ago now. But the song they played at the end of his funeral was Back to Life by Soul to Soul. It's a lovely song anyway, and it just cheers me up when I hear it, and I think it's quite amusing, so I hope you'll enjoy it. Cheers, bye.
Back to life, back to reality, back to life, back to
that's how I feel when we get home from vacation.
Back to life, back to
reality. Should I get on the drums? Soul to Soul is
Pat,
the band.
At the end of my funeral, at
yeah.
the end, as people are like walking out,
mm-hmm.
sobbing, of course.
Yeah.
I want this song as they're leaving. Because that says, hey, now get back to your work and enough of this shenanigans.
Right. Well, here's why I can't do that.
Why?
I'll be dead first.
I don't think so.
No.
You have way less stress.
What does that mean?
What does that
sounds
mean?
Like a, that sounds like a diss.
No, like, come on. You live every day for that day. You do the thing.
Going to see Marshall Crenshaw tonight.
Yeah, people have to go and spend a lot of money just to have retreats so that they can learn how to live like you do.
No, that's true.
Which is wake up in the morning and be like, what will make me happy today? And then do it.
I've done a lot of fun podcasting stuff today.
Yeah.
I recorded my Monday mini episode. I did two unboxing videos for the Patreon page. Sold some things on eBay, packed those up. Going to do a drawing for a prize.
Yeah, you're going to live to 110.
Going to see Marshall Crenshaw. Emailed Marshall Crenshaw directly because I have his direct email just to make sure I could say hello tonight. He's like, yeah, I'm going to be hanging out. I'll be hanging out in the club afterwards. So going to the Cat's Cradle.
Yeah.
In Carrboro, North Carolina, with my friend Rob from high school.
How far away is it?
I think it's an hour and 10 minutes.
Okay.
Fun times.
Yeah. See?
Gonna get an autograph. Gonna have him sign I have a vinyl copy of Downtown. I always like that album cover.
You know why? This is Sunday. We already went over what my Sunday is.
Yeah.
Right? This is your Sunday.
I was up earlier than you.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
Gonna take a nap though before the con. Probably gonna take a nap.
Right.
Played some drums today, did that.
So you're 110. I'm burning out, what, in my 80s, right? And also, you'll probably have a second wife.
I will never have a second wife.
You totally will.
I'll never have a second. Yeah. I mean, look, I easily could. People love me.
They do.
But no, I will never have a second wife.
But just because it's sort of annoying or because...
I mean, it's so cliched.
Yeah, but yeah, you know.
I'm married to the music.
She's there. She's there. She just said she'll bone you and cook for you. Now what? Now what are you going to do, Pat?
Is this Miss Gonzalez? She might be dead. No, she's definitely older than me.
See, you just had to it. See? Mm-hmm.
The only way I would get married again is if 1974 Carly Simon came back and I could marry 1974 Carly Simon, then I would get married
again. Weirder things would happen.
Weirder thing. You think that can happen? So you're listening to this today, which is Monday for you when you're listening. This Thursday, my guest will be James Walborn from The Pretenders, but he also has his own band called His Lordship, and their new album is called Bored Animal. Now, when you listen to the podcast, I call it Bored Animals, plural, about 1,000 times until he politely corrects me. So, what I'm getting to is, if you're a Patreon supporter, you are going to win a vinyl copy of Bored Animal this week. So listen to the episode and then join the contest and win, win, win. And that's what I'm going to say. And he was lovely. We talked a little bit about Pretenders. I leaned into His Lordship because I didn't want to hijack it from him and make it seem like I just wanted to talk about Pretenders. But he's great. You guys are going to love him. And if you don't know the band and you like to rock and you like just hard, fast, crazy music, I think you'll like His Lordship. And with that, let's see what Brian Raisin has to say about his death.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Brian Raisin from Appleton, Wisconsin. I'm going with the song To the Ones Who Need It Most by Stephen Kellogg. We just saw him live, and his show with Will Hoag was one of the big highlights for me at this year's Mila Music Festival in Appleton. This track sounds a little lumineer-y and is definitely not the first song to suggest that love is all you need, but I really like the sentiment he closes out with. Even when they call us bleeding hearts, how we love is who we are. You all enjoy. Take care.
Oops.
How we love is who we are is what he was going to say. That's a great one. Thank you, Brian. Excellent choice. Brian always brings like some uplifting, some inspirational, cool tunes that I've never heard. So thank you. Now, you don't know this, but we didn't know if you were going to be able to do this today. You actually told me that you could not.
I couldn't.
And then you had a little window.
Yeah.
And you fit it in.
Yeah.
Because it's your duty as a wife. Because you like it.
I do. Of course I like it.
All right.
It's fun.
But what you don't know is how many people, once you told me you couldn't do it, how many people I asked to sit in today.
Oh.
And no one can do it. I even asked Ari from across the street.
No.
Yes. And he had to work today. I think he was bummed. He's like, oh, anytime. Oh, I'm so bummed.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Because I just want someone to sit across that I can. I mean, I've done these by myself before.
Yeah, yeah.
But for some reason, I just didn't want to do it by myself today. So,
well, yeah, it's about funeral songs. Yeah, and stuff. Yeah, that would have been lonely.
And what if in the middle of it I keel over and there's no one here?
Oh.
So yeah, I ask a bunch of people to do
that. Would be terrible, but also cool. I mean, but terrible.
No, because what would happen is this episode would never air because you don't know how to pull the file off of that computer and upload it.
That's a really good point.
It would just sit there, like no one would know. There. And you wouldn't even think to, oh, there's an episode here that mid-record.
Oh, right.
No, it just wouldn't happen.
Right. Thank God you're alive to do the tech.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's another one. We have one, two, three, just about four more.
Okay.
We're moving right along. We're at 51 minutes. That's a breeze for you and I. It takes too long.
We usually torture people.
Yeah. So I'm going to be, you, number one.
Mm.
Here we go. Jeff Holmes.
Hey, Pat. Hey, fellow listeners. Jeff Holmes here from Kansas City. I'm going to play you a song by a guy fantastic.
Hey, what's happening?
This song, I've always wanted to play.
Sorry, Jeff. That was my fault. Hold on. Let me try
it again. Hey, Pat. Hey, fellow listeners. Jeff Holmes here from Kansas City. I'm going to play you a song by a guy named Blue, B-L-E-U, not Blue Edmondson, not Young Blue, the rapper. Anyway, this guy's been around for a while. He writes for people, produces for people. Great artist, though, if you want to check his stuff out. It's fantastic. This song, I've always wanted to play at my funeral for some of the ex-girlfriends that I've had. Maybe some will show up. You never know. Maybe they still like me. But after this song, maybe not. Anyway, have a listen. It's pretty funny. Bye.
I know. I know. I've done things that would make any other girl go.
Wow. It's always funny when the song's mellow and then the F word drops just out of nowhere.
Now, who was that?
I don't know. I forget who he said the artist was.
No,
but
no.
It was Jeff Holmes.
So Jeff was a dog. I think that's what I'm picking up on.
I think so. Although I think he's been with his wife a long, long time.
Until she
tied him down,
yeah.
He might have been a dog. What you're saying.
There we go.
All right. All right. Let me see what we're doing right here. We got another one coming up. And this is a gentleman that does it all the time, and we appreciate it. And here he is, Ian Beresford.
Hello to Pat, any esteemed co-host you have, and to the rock-solid listeners. This is Ian Beresford in Berwick-upon-Tweed, Northumberland, England, with my selection for the funeral song Patreon episode. Anyone that knows me knows that I try to take a look on the funny side of life, so it's not going to be the Monty Python song, but I'm going to pick Sting with the song Spread Little Happiness, which featured in the 1982 movie Brimstone and Treacle. I think it's originally a 30s song, but the lyrics do sort of have a resonance to them. So I hope everyone's well. I hope everyone enjoys it. And as always, Pat, thanks for your great content. Bye for now.
Thank you, Ian.
Darkest clouds are in the sky. You mustn't sigh and you mustn't cry. Spread a little happiness as you go by. Please try. What's the use of worrying and feeling blue when days are long? Keep on smiling through. Spread a little happiness till dreams come true. Surely you'll be wise to make of every blues day. Don't you realize you'll find next Monday or next Tuesday your golden shoes day.
Hey, that's the guy who sang Roxanne.
I have never heard that song. I would love to know who originally did it.
We can look it up.
Yeah, and I'd love to hear that original version.
You don't like Sting's version?
I think kudos to him for picking it and, you know, doing a of course, a lovely job.
He did a good job.
But I bet the original is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right in your wheelhouse.
It really is.
Because you don't rock.
I don't rock.
But
I sway.
So I'm in the middle of this Bangles book. After all, I started it a long time ago, but I finally picked it up. I really haven't read much since we've been in this house because there's always seems to be something I'm organizing or doing, and I'm still not done yet. But now I'm headlong into it. I'm like moving and grooving, reading it every day. But I just got to a part where Miles Copeland is the Bengals manager at the time. He's also the Police's manager because his brother, Stuart, is the Police's drummer. But so they're in England and they're staying at Miles's castle. And Sting is also there. He's on the floor below them. And so they would come in contact. And this is before the second album, Bengals album, comes out. So they're really not household names or anything yet. They're still pretty brand new and unknown. But Sting would, they would run into Sting in the house, and they said that he wasn't very clean.
So clean?
His nickname was Stink.
No.
That's what they would call him.
Sting stinks?
He's
like the last guy in the world, I would think.
I
know,
I agree. Maybe he was doing yoga so much, he was just sweaty all the time.
Right.
But their nickname for him was Stink. Now, look, if you give someone the name Stink, you must be able to smell him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
I know, right? But I thought that was, he won't be happy to read that.
No.
But got to be true.
He can cry into a bag of money. He'll be okay.
Yes. I mean, he probably owns 5 castles.
Yeah.
All right. Here comes Darren Hyde.
Hi, Pat, co-host and rock solid people everywhere. This is Darren Hyde from Adelaide, South Australia, with my contribution to the Rock Solid podcast. Okay, so songs I will play at my own funeral. Oh, dear. Obviously, I don't want anything too morbid or a song that's been overused. Okay, after careful consideration, I decided to go with a song from Australian band Skyhooks from the Guilty Until Proven Insane album, a song called Why Don't You All? I think the chorus neatly sums up my attitude towards life, or lack of it in my case. Also, it'd be good for a bit of a laugh. Love to see the faces of the mourners when they hear this song. Anyway, I hope you all enjoy it. Get a bit of a giggle from it. And thanks, Pat, for a wonderful, wonderful show. Love listening to all the episodes. Okay, folks, until next time, turn it up and rock on.
Thank you, Darren. Why don't you all get fucked?
I like it.
That's
what
he's going to play at his funeral.
There you go.
I love it. Rock and peace, Darren. Now, by the way, we've had 2 back-to-back intros with a gentleman from other countries.
Uh-huh.
And so they have accents.
Uh-huh.
And the aforementioned Michael Johnson
uh-huh.
earlier in the show when we played that Eddie Vedder song.
Uh-huh.
The first time he listened to the podcast, I think he listened to one of these listener episodes. And he was, how do I want to say it? He found it interesting
mm-hmm.
that I have listeners from around the world. He's like, what am I reaching for?
A compliment?
He was complimenting me because I think he was surprised that people in another country would listen to this. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because I'm surprised by it too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I told him. I go, hey, no one's more surprised than me, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because until I started doing these listener episodes, I had no idea. You don't know who's listening, where they're listening. You know what I mean?
Right.
So anyway, what I'm trying to say is thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yes.
Did I get caught up in my own stuff
Maybe.
There for a second? All right. Did I pull it out? Does it make sense now?
What do you mean, pull it out?
What I said.
Yeah.
Don't get dirty.
You've said it before.
Okay. I've said what before? Pull it out?
No. about being appreciative of the people.
Oh, I am appreciative, but
the world.
But no, when Michael Johnson brought it up, I almost didn't know how to react, other than thank you.
Yeah.
All right, I've messed up the show. All right, I gotta be honest. I have not listened to this new Elton John, Brandy Carlile album yet.
Okay.
But this next guy's playing a song from it, and Elton sounds great on this song. So I think I need to listen to this album. So here we go.
Oh, their harmonies are really nice. I saw them
together?
At some talk show or something like that. And they were playing, and I was like, I felt the same way, like, oh, what's this going to be?
I know.
You know, she's going to do all the heavy lifting. No. The harmonies were beautiful.
All right. So here we go. This is Thomas Wallace.
Hey, Pat, all you rock solid listeners out there, and any guest host that may be sitting in today. This is Thomas Wallace in Florence, Alabama, with my submission for the funeral song episode. I thought hard about this. I thought about sending in, a Jason Isbell or Lynyrd Skynyrd song about almost getting killed by a jealous husband, or any drive-by trucker song about dying, or even Kevin Kenney of Driving and Crying, sing about where he's going after he dies. Hint, it ain't heaven. But after it all came down, I decided on a song from 2025 by Elton John, When This Old World Is Done With Me, from his latest album with Brandy Carlile. Barney Taupin wrote the lyrics. Brandy and Elton and Andrew Watt credited for music, and it's just a beautiful song about life and death. Just kick it off from the start, Pat. And as always, thanks for letting us participate in these episodes.
I don't want for nothing. I've been all right. I've been okay. I've been fine. I've had clouds with silver linings, complicated mornings, love that left me wanting, hearts that change my mind. I can feel the cold front. I've been chilly, I've been frozen, I've been warm. I've felt sympathy and silence, helping hands and guidance, happiness and anger since the day that I was born. Just know I came this far to be broken up in pieces, scatter me among the stars.
What do you think?
Who's Brandy Carlile?
I don't know where she is on this track.
But no, that was
pretty solid.
Yeah, very.
She's credited with music.
Heartfelt and, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Before we continue, because the last person that's going to talk picked the same song as I'm going to pick.
Oh.
So I'm going to play his intro and then right into the song, and that's going to be the end of the show. So I want to do all the promoting and stuff right now. So where can we find you on the internet?
Onthepage.tv.
That's everything.
Any social media is at On The Page.
Okay.
On Instagram or whatever. It's mostly my screenwriting biz stuff.
All right. Yeah. We are at Rock Solid Show on Instagram and at Rock Solid Podcast on Blue Sky. Once again, if you want to be a Patreon supporter, for $2 a month, you can participate in these episodes and you can win prizes almost weekly. Here's what I got. I'm looking at the prize closet right now over there. And here's what we got. I have 3 colored vinyl copies of the Bangles' Sweetheart of the Sun album from 2011. I got 3 copies of that. I have 2 copies of the Brand New Cars book, which doesn't even come out for 9 days. 2 copies of that. I got 3 copies of Mark Hoppus of Blink 182, of his autobiography called Fahrenheit 182. I have 3 coffee table books, Iron Maiden at 50. I have 3 CD copies of The Kinks' Journey Part 3. I've got a copy of Kenny Loggins' autobiography called Still All Right, and I still have 2 CD copies of Black Country Communion 5, their newest CD. And, and in the house, I can't see them. They're in the house. 4 copies of the new Debbie Gibson autobiography. Why do I have those copies? Because I'm close to getting Debbie Gibson on the show. It's not for sure, but it's close. So those are all the prizes that are upcoming, guys. So again, $2 a month. Set it and forget it. You will not regret it. Oh, look at that.
Ooh,
set it and forget it. You won't regret it.
Yeah.
Holy cow. All right. Pilar Alessandra, thank you so much for sitting in.
Thanks. It was fun.
Are you proud of me? One hour and 6 minutes. Pretty quick.
I am.
I kept it moving.
Let's do it like that all the time.
Do what? Record?
Quickly. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Huh.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So here comes Steve Perry. He's picked the song that I also picked from 1968. The song's by the Kinks, and it's called Days. So let's listen to Steve's intro right into the song, and you're not going to hear my voice again, and you're not going to hear Pilar's voice again. I mean, you'll hear it again.
Well,
but just not this episode.
This sounds rather morbid for a funeral thing.
What if we don't make it out of this garage?
Oh, my God.
And this episode just sits here. No one knows what to do with it.
Well, yeah, please, somebody do the tech and then call 911. That's what we would like.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I'll do.
All right.
Thank you, Pilar.
Thank you, Pat.
Hello, Pat. To all the rock solid listeners tuning in around the world, to any co-hosts that may be sitting in with you today. This is Steve Perry from the Blue Mountains over in Sydney, Australia, with my contribution for this month's episode, my funeral song. Song that I have wanted to be played at my funeral for some time now, and I hope it's some time before it does get played, is by the Kinks, Days. And I know you like this song, Pat, and I know you've got it, so I'm not going to even send it to you this month. It's a reflective song. It's a song looking back at somebody's life, friendships, family, and I hope you like it. Here are the Kinks with Days.
Thank you for the days. Those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days. I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light that lights on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me. Days I'll remember all my life. Days when you can't see wrong from right. You took my life, but then I knew that very soon you'd leave me. But it's alright, now I'm not frightened of this world, believe me. I wish today would be tomorrow. Night is dark, it just brings sorrow that it waits.